So I wonder if you could tell me your name.
My name's John Dirksen, and born 1917 on the 24th of April.
Where were you born?
In Laird, Saskatchewan, the small village north of Saskatoon.
And tell me about your history with the Queen's Own Rifles.
Well, with the Queen's Own, it's only been since 1954, when the Queen's Own were made into a regular force unit. And prior to that, they were militia in Toronto, and they provided a company for the Highland Battalion in Germany, or for the Rifle Battalion in Germany. I happened to be with the Highland Battalion in Germany. That was 1950. Oh dear. I can't remember. Isn't that funny? Just slipped my mind out, thank you. So when I came back, I was posted to Calgary to the first battalion of the Queen's Own Rifles. And I was with them most of the time, except that I had been, during the war, I had been posted to the Canadian Intelligence Corps. And so I used to get intelligence assignments as a staff job. I spent 4 years in Washington. I spent 3 years in Berlin. I spent some time in London, and had two tours of duty in Ottawa. Always in intelligence. Yeah. And so although I served with the 1st Battalion of the Queen's Own, and then I commanded the Regimental Depot, which was just formed in Calgary. And in 1957, I was posted to the 2nd Battalion and went to Germany. And I had only been there less than a year when I was posted to Berlin. So I just moved around most of the time.
What do you remember about the Gordon Head camp?
Gordon Head. Well, as I say, I wasn't here all that long because I was posted in the spring, but then we spent the summer at Wainwright, and this was in 1957. And by the time we came back here and got ready in October, we went overseas to Germany. And so then I stayed about 7 years in Germany.
And was there a ceremonial handing over of the keys here at the?
Yes, we had a parade downtown in the park, and I forget the name of the park, the big one.
Beacon Hill?
Beacon Hill, yeah. And we had a big parade there. A lot of people turned out, and I turned over the keys to, I had locked the gate here. And then I turned the keys over to the mayor, and I can't remember the name of the mayor.
So that would have been the mayor of Saanich then? Would that have been the mayor of Saanich?
No, the mayor of Victoria.
Of Victoria, mm-hmm, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the arrangements were between Victoria and the university that came after that.
Yeah. I wonder if you can tell me about the medals that you're wearing.
No, I can't even tell you the name of all of them. I had it all written down, but there's the Battle of Britain, is this one. That's the Army Service one. That's the NATO one. That's the Long Service Medal. And this is the World War II medal.
Yes. And do you know the name of that medal, the World War II medal there?
No.
And how do you feel about the 150th anniversary of the Queen's Own Rifles?
Well, I'm glad to be here. I think it's wonderful. Yeah.
People speak very highly of the regiment.
Yeah. Well, they've had long service, haven't they? All the way to the Fenian Raids and Boer War, World War One, Northwest Territories, and you name it, they were in it. Yeah.
Now, are you attending the birthday dinner tonight?
Dinner, yes. If I can make it.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me. I appreciate the time.
Well, I'm sorry. Sorry, my memory isn't as good as it used to be.
Thank you so much.
Okay.